What a huge day it is at Royal Randwick on Saturday, the return of the champion mare, Winx, and we're going to try and help you with the quaddy, because with Winx there, it's nearly a three-legged quaddy. Paul Joyce, hello to you.
Yes, hello, Andrew. You're spot on. It's a treble, the old-fashioned treble, the last three races, really. But I can tell you this, the last three races are almost impossible. So I still think we'll get a good dividend, even with Winx kicking us off in the Apollo Stakes. And you're right, we don't have to go too far in the Apollo Stakes. Let's just lock in number five, Winx. I know the race doesn't map real well for her, but I don't think it matters. She's just too good for these at weight for age, and she'll continue her winning streak. So let's lock in Winx, number five, in the first leg.
And when you say it doesn't map too well for her, can you just explain that from barrier three in amongst all the other Waller runners, and then you've got Aloysia and Happy Clapper?
Yeah, well, there's just no pace in the race. I mean, it looks as though it's going to be a sit-sprint affair, and she'll probably get back in the field a touch. So it doesn't map well. Generally, you'd like something running them along up front. But, I mean, a horse like Tom Melvin, for example, if he starts to pull and they let him slide, he might put a bit of speed into the race. But he's the only real horse you could find that could take up the running, unless Aloysia, you know, pulls a rabbit out of the hat and goes forward. But on paper, it looks a sit-sprint, wait-for-age affair. And that isn't perfect for Winx.
All right, but number five only as she goes for number 30 in a row there on Saturday. Jump time in the Astara Apollo is 10 to 4. What about the Tab Lightfinger Stakes then over the 1,200 metres, a field of 11 at this stage?
Yeah, look, it's an almost impossible race to try and identify the winner. I mean, we've got a lot of horses first up. We've got class runners. We've got horses that are fit and up and going. And speed-wise, not a lot of pace either. Terminology gets a bit of a picnic out in front here, and she'll take some catching. So what we've done is numbers 9, 8, 6, 2, 4, 10. So that's 9, 8, 6, 2, 4, 10. I'll just go through a couple. Madame Rouge on top at the big odds. I think she's an each-way chance off her trials. She's really looked great at the trials, and she's got a lovely little gait to get a smother. And I think she's worth an each-way ticket at around the $23 mark. But there's a heap of other chances. Sylvia's mother, now she's up running and winning. So I think she's got to go in the mix. Number 6, Miss Fabulous, she's going to be one of the favourites, first up from a spell. Probably find 1,200 too short, but she's too good to leave out. Eldorado Dreaming, similar story. Love the way she's been trialling for Chris Lees this prep. 4 Terminology gets the lead, and we'll take some catching the fit horse and also throw in the 10. Nikita Jane, another one. She's first up. She's loaded with class. They're hard to leave out. So 9, 8, 6, 2, 4, 10.
All right, good race, the Tab Lightfingers for sure. Race 8, the Robrick Lodge Triskay Stakes. In good time, scratched out of this one to run earlier in the card. So we're looking at a field of 13. How's the pace for the 1,200-metre race here?
Yeah, it's good speed. We've got all over Bossanova and Sweet Scandal, two of the up-and-up fit mares. They'll put the pace on with Alassio in the mix as well. So at least we get a genuine speed here in the Triskay. But again, it's almost impossible. We've got these class runners at the top of the weights, and I think they'll be too good. So we've got 1, 2, 4, 3, 9, 5, 7. 1, 2, 4, 3, 9, 5, 7. I am excited on top. Great first up stats. Trialling well, goes terrific for McAvoy. I'm happy to back her each way in the race. But Invincible Gems trialling the house down. There's a bit of early money for her. We've got Bella Martini. She trialled in outstanding fashion at Rose Hill. She's coming off a Group 1 race in the Empire Rose where she ran fourth, so she has to go in. I think Princess Posh is over the odds from Barrier 1. Outstanding first-up figures. We'll put her in. And then the ones that are probably have to go in, Sweet Scandal. She's fit. She's winning. This is harder. Number 5, Resin, and number 7, Manicure, the two of Godolphins. Well, they're definitely capable of winning a race like this. And I think they've got to go in as well. So we're really covering as many bases as we can. 1, 2, 4, 3, 9, 5, 7.
Righto. We can afford to do this, obviously, with Winx the one out in the first leg. Now, the last, the Chinese Festival of Racing Handicap. And again, we've got a large field here, a field of 15, heading up over the 1,600 metres. And, well, look, there's some horses in form, but there's one I can't wait. Cosmologist is back for Joe Pride, gets a claim, and will Girl Tuesday reproduce her good form, Paul?
Yeah, it's a good race to close out the quaddy. Speed-wise, reasonable, almost caught. Cosmologist, the horse you mentioned. You've also got Penske, and the only other horse I've got there going forward is Brazen, who, of course, was on pace to win last start. So good speed to round out the day. I've gone 1, 8, 11, 4 and 5. Now, I'll tip the punters into a roughy number one almost caught. For something small each way, I think he's $71, but you have a look at some of his stats. So Patrick Scorse rides this horse, and he's had five rides on the horse for four wins and a second. The horse's first up stats, five starts for three wins, and he loves good tracks, and he's a Group 3 place getter. So I think there's enough there to say he can run a cheeky race here first up. He's been set for the mile, and he was scratched last week due to the track downgrade. So if the rain stays away, which they think it will, I'm expecting Almost Caught to run a cheeky race, let's put it that way, at the $71. But we've also got number 8 Girl Tuesday, as you mentioned. She could bounce back without surprising. Don't know what happened first up. She was just very flat. She started favourite. She'd been well back. So let's give her another chance back at Randwick. Number 11 goes in, Harmattan. That was a big win at Rose Hill last start at the 1500. And we'll also throw in numbers 4 Penske, who's coming back from the Carrington Stakes to a much easier race. And I think number 5 All Too Soon, she could be another one of those smokies. We haven't seen her since a close-up fourth in a Group 2 Matriarch Stakes at Flemington, and I thought she's been trialling quite well. So we'll throw 1, 8, 11, 4 and 5, a bit of a mixed bag if we're alive coming into that last leg.
Well, you did it last week with the old Cisco Bay. Let's hope you can pull it off again in the last with Almost Caught. As we record this on Thursday morning, it's $71 and $15 the place. That's race 9, number 1. So with Winx 1 out, how much are we getting there?
Yeah, well, as it's worked out, we're $21 for 10%. So we're pretty much bang on where we need to be. And it's covered a heap of bases, given us a lot of big priced horses in that quaddy. And look, let's all assume and let's hope Winx wins that first leg. And then we just sit back, try and chew home a few roughies, and who knows, we might have a really big dividend staring at us come the last.
Let's hope so. And Paul Joyce will be joining Darren Flindell after the stakes races on Saturday, including Winx and the other races. So looking forward to that on our National Racing Service on Saturday afternoon. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Randwick on Saturday.